The Pharaoh's Secret by Clive Cussler and Graham Brown. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. City of the Dead. Abydos, Egypt. 1353 BC. The 17th year of Pharaoh Akhenaten's reign. The full moon cast a blue glow across the sands of Egypt, painting the dunes the color of snow and the abandoned temples of Abydos in shades of alabaster and bone. Shadows moved beneath this stark illumination as a procession of intruders crept through the city of the dead. They traveled at a somber pace, 30 men and women, their faces covered by the hoods of oversized robes, their eyes locked on the path before them. They passed the burial chambers containing the pharaohs of the first dynasty, and the shrines and monuments built in the second age to honor the gods. At a dusty intersection, where the drifting sand covered the stone causeway, the procession came to a silent halt. Their leader, Manuhotep, gazed into the darkness, cocking his head to listen and tightening his grip on a spear. "Did you hear something?" a woman asked, easing up beside him. The woman was his wife. Behind them trailed several other families and a dozen servants carrying stretchers that bore the bodies of each family's children, all cut down by the same mysterious disease. "Voices," Manuhotep said. "Whispers." "But the city is abandoned," she said. "To enter the necropolis has been made a crime by Pharaoh's decree. Even we risk death to set foot on this ground." He pulled back the hood of his cloak, revealing a shaven head and a golden necklace that marked him as a member of Akhenaten's court. "No one is more aware of that than I." For centuries, Abydos, the city of the dead, had thrived, populated by priests and acolytes of Osiris, ruler of the afterlife and the god of fertility. The pharaohs of the earliest dynasty were buried here, and though more recent kings had been buried elsewhere, they still constructed temples and monuments to honor Osiris. All except Akhenaten. Shortly after becoming pharaoh, Akhenaten had done the unthinkable. He'd rejected the old gods, minimizing them by decree and then overthrowing them, casting the Egyptian pantheon down into the dust and replacing it with the worship of a single god of his choosing, Aten, the sun god. Because of this, the city of the dead was abandoned, the priests and worshippers long gone. Anyone caught within its borders was to be executed. For a member of Pharaoh's court like Manuhotep, the punishment would be worse. Unrelenting torture until they prayed and begged to be killed. Before Manuhotep could speak again, he sensed movement. A trio of men came racing from the dark, weapons in hand. Manuhotep pushed his wife back into the shadows and lunged with his spear. It caught the lead man in the chest, impaling him and stopping him cold. But the second man stabbed at Manuhotep with a bronze dagger. Twisting to avoid the blow, Manuhotep fell to the ground. He pulled his spear free and slashed at the second assailant. He missed, but the man stepped backward, and the tip of a second spear came through his back and protruded from his stomach as one of the servants joined the fight. The wounded man crumpled to his knees, gasping for air and unable to cry out. By the time he fell over, the third assailant was running for his life. Manuhotep rose up and flung his spear with a powerful twist of his body. It missed by inches, and the fleeing target disappeared into the night. "Grave robbers?" someone asked. "Or spies," Manuhotep said. "I've felt as if we were being followed for days. We need to hurry. If he gets word to Pharaoh, we won't live to see the morning." "Perhaps we should leave," his wife urged. "Perhaps this is a mistake." "Following Akhenaten was the mistake," Manuhotep said. "The pharaoh is a heretic. Because we stood with him, Osiris punishes us. Surely you've noticed that only our children fall asleep, never to wake. Only our cattle lie dead in the fields. We must beg Osiris for mercy, and we must do it now." As Manuhotep spoke, his determination.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?